back, so it's taking out the storm.
Okay, so I'd like to look at today is the definition of Bishul. We made a big fuss. We make a big fuss. The post can make a big fuss. The Shofar makes a big fuss. The fact that the Torah says, Losim Vashel Gedi, the verb used is Bishul, from which we had to figure out how do you know if it's an Isra Achila, how do you know it's an Isra Hanos, there are all the different reasons, but the fact is the Torah used Losim Vashel. Targum Hulkus was translation, most of them notwithstanding. Obviously, the fact that he used the term Bishul is very important. Like the Shofar says in the very beginning of Pei Zayin, that the fact that the Torah uses the Lashon Bishul, so then we know that there are Bishul also Torah. There are Bishul also Torah. Okay, and that the only time you have this is the Raisa of Bosom Chalav is if the Bosom Chalav is compared to their official as opposed to other matters, which Chabra says right away, it's close to Darbona. Close to Darbona, indeed. But still, this is their official as opposed. Obviously, it behooves us to understand exactly what's meant by official. So take a look at the Mar Chulin, and that same Sugya, we saw the missionary in time. He was Chalav, Shanaf, Al-Hatikha, and so on. The Mishnah says a little bit spills into the mediation when it says, if it gives over flavor, it's also near Sakdera, then you stir it into the rest of the pot, then you have to add the flavor within the whole pot, and so on and so forth. So the Gemara then comments on this as follows. Amar Abayi, Tama Loma Moshe Ba'alma Noraisa. Tama Loma Moshe is when you have the tam of the item, but not the not the substance, not the piece of meat itself, whatever the item is. Tam over lo mamosha. It's another way of saying tam kikar. In effect, okay, but that's the expression used here. Yeah, but is there another place? Tam over lo mamosha. So Abai is of the opinion that you got to say the alma means in general, not just by posuk. We got to say in general tam over lo mamosha. If you have the flavor of something also, even without the substance of the matter itself, it's aser midoraisa, even in shari suri. Let's look at Rashi right away. I'm going to buy tam over lo mamosha alma devaisa. That which we say, again, we call that tam kikar. That I should mention. That's an ongoing machlokas. We refer to it several times here. We refer to it many times more. For the tam kikar is a deraisa principle, the rabbanan principle. It's a general machlokas. Abaye asserts over here that it's got to be deraisa. So we again in Rashi. Any issue which imparts flavor to a heter, even though the food itself is not there, you learn it out from Bas Mechalav. Bas Mechalav is the paradigm, or as we refer to it in the Shoshan Mishnah, opinion of. I don't know if people have a chance to say that in the morning, but we're showing home, we're showing same minutes. Sometimes that's the Kala Homer, you're showing Binyan Av, right? I mean, I guess it depends what time you come to Shul, okay? But the whole joke is that those who come late to Shul, the first thing you sacrifice is Karbanos, right? But anyway, the Rishon comes at the end of the Karbanos. So anyway, one of them is Binyan Av, okay? So the Bas Mechalav will be like a Binyan Av, will be the paradigm from which we learn other Yisur. Right? So he says that Rashi explains it in Shittim Abayi. He says, the Garmina Bosachov, the Aser Rachmona Bachila, the Garmina Kamor, and then later, we had to say, Osavasha shows upon me Mamur Torah. Okay, but Afal got the Shiva Salah, Zemi comes out, Asa Mishulo, ain't kind of a palm, and then Garmina probably Surah, the Mematzila. Okay, it's another form of derivation. But the bottom line is, this will be the case by all things. Right? The Bosachov teaches, then when there's transference of flavor, even without the substantive item, mamash's item itself, there's a transference of flavor, that's good enough. So Rabbi says, Basa B'cholam is the teacher, is the paradigm, and you learn everything else from there. What's his logic? Go back to the bar. Because if you want to insist that, no, maybe it's Garbonam, okay? By Shari Surim. Maybe by Shari Surim, it's only Garbonam. Right, the concept of tam kikar, the concept of this issue when you have just the tam without the mamash, without the substance of the item itself. Maybe that's only true, but let's call it, we don't, and not so by the Yisur. Rabbi says, my time will go greater. What will be the svara to say you shouldn't learn from this Bas Mechalav? What's the logic to say that maybe Basra Cholam is not paradigmatic, Basra Cholam does not teach us anything about Shari Surim, you would argue the Chiddushu, because Basra Cholam is its own animal, it's its own entity. You can't learn other dinim from Basra Cholam, because Basra Cholam is unique, it's a Chiddushu. Okay? Let's look at Rashi again. He says, these Alkhid died from the last in line. B'chol Shari Surim Tam Adrabanan, the concept of Tam Kikas Adrabanan, the logo, I mean, we don't learn from Basra Cholam. My time of the government is from the Chiddushu. What would the logic not to learn from Basra Cholam, not to treat Basra Cholam with a binyan av? That's because it's a Chiddush. This, why is it a Chiddush? The Rashi here says, the Shneim min heter zelavadam zelavadam. Okay, as we've said it numerous times, the supposition of Rashi here is that Basra Cholam is a Chiddush in the sense that Basra is mutter, Cholam is mutter, okay, and it's only Kishin is Arvun Nesru. And only when you put them together, that's not the same as other soup. You have chaza that gets mixed in with regular meat, or clam chowder that gets mixed up in other soup. So that's not the same thing. There was this there to begin with, right? So maybe that's why it's a chiddush. Well, oh, furthermore, Rashi, there's another reason why it's a chiddush. Shadar bishul nesu b'lo achila, he'll talk lo gamina kum minayu. And there's also nisr bishul, right? Bos v'chalav has nisr bishul. Shari serum dono nisr bishul. Don't nisr bishul on the nevela, whatever, on trade meat. But bos v'chalav is nisr bishul. So, in other words, says Rashi, that's what Abaye means. Maybe you can't learn from Basra Cholam. There are too many unique properties that Basra Cholam has that other Yisroelim don't have, and therefore you can't use Basra Cholam as a paradigm from which to learn the Dina regarding other Yisroelim. However, it says, continues Abaye, right? He's asking on himself, so to speak. And it continues, one second. If it's a Chiddush, Basra Cholam is this unique, sui generis type of Isser. That, you know, it just is different than anything else. So, Yechidishu, Afal Gav Veleka Nosin Tam Nam. You know what? Basra B'cholav, Shetak have nothing to do with Tam. Basra B'cholav should have nothing to do with Tam, even if it does not give off any Tam. It should be, you know, it should be like, I would say, it's like Chometz on Pesach. Right? Chometz on Pesach is also the Mashu. The tiniest, the most minute amount of Chometz that falls into a mixture on Pesach is usher. That has nothing to do with tam, the flavor, it has nothing to do with anything. Chametz, that's usher mashu. Right? There's no bitter of chametz on the mixture. If you made the mixture before Pesach and the chametz was mixed in before, so then that's a different story. Then the regular didn't be called part, but it wasn't called chametz. It's not called chametz because it is a chametz. That's all questions of chosim, and there are different discussions. But myself, you know, it's interesting. There are certain products. Certain products to buy before people went back, but to buy before Pesach. Case they had a minute ingredient of chametz. The regular deal with bitul were in effect. Now, for example, why do they have to have OUP or whatever certification on milk? It's in milk before Pesach. So, could be that the cow ate grain and so on. So we have a principle. There was a going. We don't have the details right now. It could be that the milk will have some. So if the milk was manufactured on a cow before Pesach, no problem. It goes in vitro, so it's fine. Okay, even if there was this minute, it's a chomer anyway, because it's not really, it's in the cow. That's it, that goes into the milk, and the other ingredients from the cow, the process that go into the milk besides the grain they ate. But let's assume for a moment, you know, chicken feed or whatever it is, this kind of stuff, let's assume that it's coming to this issue called Zevon Zevon, assuming something not for us now, but just by way of an example. So what's the concern? So maybe there's a minute amount of chametz in the milk, so therefore you have to make sure that it's not the case. So how do you, so if you buy the milk before Pesach, you don't need an OUP, right? It's not only what Pesach, whole kashash, even on the chumra level doesn't begin, because it's a regular dinner of bitul, so no flavor, you know, there. Shaila is if you buy on Pesach, or on Pesach with enough time that it was actually milked on Pesach. Usually, it could conceivably be a problem, if there's a problem at all, if by the last days, you go shopping in the Arab, the last days, buy more milk, then maybe you can have a hamim that should be a problem because maybe that milk was milked on Pesach and you have this possible issue. Which is somewhat interesting because by the time the end of the day, Pesach around, there's no more kosher Pesach products. Right? That means all the kosher Pesach products are usually out more or less starting with Tu B'Shvat. And then by the time the last day of Pesach, it's hard to find. The mindset said there's an issue on, so you understand what I'm saying? So it should be like Pesach. It should be like comments on Pesach. So that's what, again, look back in Rashi. Yichidishu. Our Mishnah says, "Tipas cholish nafal up in the mesh below nosin tam." Why does our Mishnah make it dependent on nosin tam? Okay, below nosin tam, nami osin. The chidush of chad merachmana. If you're saying it's a chidush, you could argue It's a chiddush. The Torah says a special din. You can't have basal kol, just like you can't have comments on Facebook. So even the most minute amount, it should have nothing to do with time. Okay? The chiddush of chani berachmon of afilu kol du da basal kol du. Okay? What's the difference? If the Torah asserts basal kol, so who said it should have to do with time? Right? That's what Abai's ten is. Who said it should have to do with time? The most minute amount, just like the most minute amount of comments, we'll ask for the whole mixture. The most minute amount of chol with the basal, we'll ask for the whole mixture. What do you have to talk about? Why does the mishnah talk about time? Right? So, afilu koldu the bas mechogu el shema min alav chidusha the hachi kaped rachmona dumi the kila karem the mitzvah not mishum klai tarobit the kaved al chidushu gamrin alei gamrin bizor pshel the mystery kol kama the lekat timer. So the Rashi says that well it's not necessarily full chidush and by kila karem it's also both things are head to head which we discussed already and he ends up by referring to the din of the zor pshel just to clarify, okay? Because where is the din of those who don't know, and it's worth taking a moment out. Where does the din of Shishim apply? Where do we get 60 altogether? Right? Where does Shishim come from? So that's a din from the Zeroa B'Shela. Zeroa B'Shela, the aisle, the ram that a person brought, you know, in connection with being a Nazir, Sukhi Nazir. Okay? The Zeroa B'Shela is the carbon shlomit, which the Nazir brings. Okay? So the Zeroa, the leg, the front leg, is given to the Kohen. That's again, the Zeroa is given to the Pasuk Kohen. You look it up there in Parshas. No, so the zroa of the shlomim that the nazir brings, you know, at the end of the period, so he has to bring this carbon, and the zroa is given to the kohen. Okay, however, and the rest is mutter to a zar. The rest is it's a shlomim. The rest is mutter to the zar. However, the Torah uses the expression zroa b'shela, which means that everything is cooked together, and then the zroa, this foreleg, is given to the Kohen. But it's Zeroa B'Shela, so I think it's about first, and it's not that the Zeroa B'Shela, it's something like, So you give the Zeroa B'Shela. B'Shela means it was cooked already. So one second, it was cooked already. Why doesn't the Zeroa go ahead to Aser the rest of the meat? Because that Zeroa is only with the Kohen. It should Aser it for a non-Kohen. So Lamaisa, the non-Kohen, was bringing the Nazir, if you happen not to be the Kohen, shouldn't be allowed to eat the meat. That's the question. How could the Zeroa B'Shela be? How could the rest of the meat be mutter for everybody else? Okay, so the answer is because it's not nosin tam, right? The Zeroa, that Zeroa is overwhelmed by the rest of the meat from the animal, and they figured out that's shishim. So that's the mokor for shishim. We'll talk about that in more detail all the time. But in any event, Lamaisa comes out says Rashi that the Zeroa is less than shishim. That's the mokor. So bas v'chol the chiddush. How could you learn from Zeroa B'Shela? Right? The Gemara seems to say, by the line, when you learn from Zeroa B'Shela, Ella, it's not that kind of a chiddush, and therefore, obviously, it is an issue of time. Okay? And parallel to the Kilaya Kerem is the planting is usher, and not just usher, you don't know how to plant it. The same thing over here. So that's what the Abaye's Taina is, that you see that it's not such a chiddush that the reason, the logic of time doesn't apply, or the principle of time doesn't apply. Again, in Rashi's language, Gamrina lay the Zeroa B'Shela, the mystery called Kama the Lekha Tama. It's mukta as long as there's no time is transferred over, right? Shishim. So that's the case. Time is irrelevant, and it's irrelevant by Kalai Kerem, it's irrelevant by Basa B'Chala. So therefore, says Abaye, now you can't so readily dismiss saying that Bas V'Cholov is going to be a paradigm for Shari Surim, because Tom does play a role. That's Abaye's right. We want to say, Abaye wants to insist, you see that the Tom of Loma Masho, flavor without the substance, Tom Kicker applies Bido Raisa by Shari Surim also, not just by Bas V'Cholov. Why? Bas V'Cholov is the paradigm from which maybe Bas V'Cholov is a Chiddush, maybe it's all special dinner time, come in some faith. No, you see that it's not, because we see from the comparison Kalei Kerem, Zeroa B'Shela, and so on, that it's not an exception, at least in this regard. Okay? At least in this regard. So, Lamela, so that's what Abaye says. So now back to the Gemara. So Amalei Rava, no, Rava disagrees. Derech Bishul Asur Torah. Derech Bishul Asur Torah. Okay? Rava answers in a certain sense. Well, in a way, it is a chiddush. Actually, it is a chiddush. That's how Rashi explains. Amalei Rava, la'olam eim l'chach chiddushu, u'deka amret afal gav l'leket haim l'litzar, Says Rashi here, which we've already articulated a number of times in different words, that the way Rava says, Rashi explains, Rava means is no. When we say derek bishul asra Torah, that by definition means what? Transference of flavor. Now Rava will answer, no. Basha b'cholok is a chiddush. You can't learn shari surim in terms of tam kikar, tam olam ha-mashal from basha b'cholok. You can't. It's sui generis. It's its own entity. So Abaye is kind of, that's the case. How come it should be also like a pesach, also a mashu? Why does tam play any role? The answer is because the reason tam plays a role is because of derek bishul also a Torah. Bishul means transference of tam. Okay, we've had this, but now you see it hopefully from the Gemara, and therefore Rava says, you need tam because otherwise it's not called derek bishul. Okay, it's still a chiddush, you can't learn other things, but that's the story. Just as a side point, you have the paper. So the chiddush harim, don't look it up that often, but here, came across it. The chiddush harim, that's the first Gerer Rebbe, Yitzhak Meir, of, it's not chiddush harim, like mountains, it's chiddush harim, Yitzhak Meir, the first Gerer Rebbe. So, the grandfather of Sasem. Chulin, in Chulin, we have this Chulin Shaman Shaman. So here in Chulin, on this Mark Kufkes and Halab, Hashem writes, Amar Bayit HaMadot, the Esau, the Rabbanim, quotes in the Mark. He said, the Tomo, but there's an interesting question which you could ask, the Tomo, I told you, Habib Sakh, I feel on Mishnah. The first part. How could you have a habit to learn Tom Kiker from Tosi B'chol? Okay? Lamaisa, it's not really a matter of Tom Kiker. It's the question we discussed in a little different way. He says, when it comes to Tosi B'chol, it's not really Tomo B'lom HaMosh or Tom Kiker. Okay, when it comes to Tosi B'chol, the reason the product is usher is not because of Tom Kiker. Okay, because remember, there's no issue here to begin with. Both the Basar and the Chalav themselves are Mutter. Okay, Mutter to start with. What you have now is a new Gufa Issur, everything we discussed. That's not Tom Kiker. In other words, he doesn't understand what's the Habamin of the Gemara to say, again, Rabbi's Lashon is, right? I'm Rabbi. Tom of the Mosh, Rabbi Reis, if you can learn it out from Basar and Chalav, right? And then he said, wait, a Chid is not a Chid. 1 second. I'm trying to guess, what's the whole Habamin? The Habamin is peculiar. Because when we say that Basar B'Cholov is Usser, it's not because Tom Kiker. The flavor of what? What flavor? When you have Chazer and regular meat that mixed together, now it's a question, what's the dominant flavor? Is there? It doesn't have to be dominant, but is there a flavor? That's not the case by Basar B'Cholov. It's not about is there a flavor. What if there is a flavor? So both things are mutter. Right? So what if there is a flavor of milk in the meat? It's only a problem because you've combined it. It's not a din, now we see that the flavor makes a difference. What do you mean? It's the new entity that's created that makes the difference. Right? It's not just that the flavor is present. The chiddush of Tom Kiker is what? That when you have just the flavor without the mamashas, without the substance, so now that's going to play a role. But by Basar B'Cholov, the chiddush argues that It's not really the same thing. It's not that, oh, we don't have a chip. The whole iser is only because you now have this new item. Like what he's saying. I'm going to put it in and discuss it. Okay? So he says, basically, but that's the same thing. That's exactly the point. The point is that the flavor, I would have thought, without knowing anything, I would have thought, basa b'chalav, Torah asks basa b'chalav, what do you think that means? You have some meat, you have some cheese, you get a cheeseburger, right? That's basa b'chalav, right? I mean, one could certainly argue, one could sort of logically thought, that's a basa b'chalav, a cheeseburger. You have a macaroni and cheese with a meat sauce, right? Whatever, a pepperoni pizza. That's basa b'chalav, right? You're eating those items together. That's the definition of basa b'chalav, okay? But lemaisa, we know that that's not the case. That's the case too. But that's not the only case. That in fact, the Rishon says, no, when you have just the flavor of the milk, and you don't have any mamashas of milk, like in the case of this mission, Kipas Chol, where's the milk? It disappeared. Right? It's not visible. It's not here. You can't. When I have a pepperoni pizza, I have cheese, and I have meat. I have it together. Neither disappeared. Right? I have a macaroni and cheese with meat sauce. So I take a bite, I have cheese, I'm eating meat, everything's together, good. But we know that Bas V'Cholom, and this mission in other places teaches us that why, that Bas V'Cholom applies Hakeh, even when you don't have the mamashas of one item or the other. Usually it's the milk, you don't have the mamashas. Right? It depends, I suppose. You have some meat soup, it's the pot of macaroni and cheese, it disappears, right? It disappears. So with Maisa, what he says is, you see, by Bas V'Cholom, the issue is time, okay? And therefore, you can still consider it time here. All right, that was just a side point. But having said all of this, we need to understand now that we see the importance, we've seen it before, but now stress the importance of Derech Bishul Asra Torah, right? Derech Bishul Asra Torah. So it's important to understand what Bishul is. What is Bishul? And Bishul usually means the transference of flavor, like we just said. Okay? I mean, offhand, the Chidush argument is that Basa B'chol is not flavor, it's Gufa Yisr, it is the Mamash, it's a new item. Yeah, but then he said, but what creates that? Even the flavor, right? That's why it's a legitimate question to use Tapikra as a basis. That new Tapikra of Basa B'chol is a basis for the Tapikra elsewhere. But even out the future, we need to understand what exactly is meant by Bishul. So, a while back, a number of Shia printed again in the Mamakomas, I forgot that it's not on the computer. The Ksava Kabbalah, and that Pasuk in Mishpatim, defines lo sevashil. We had it in the past. He says it's clear that the real definition of bishul. Remember, it's making something suitable to be. Remember, he compared it to ripening fruit. We also have the lashon bishul by ripening fruit. Yeah, it means taking something and make it suitable for eating. Machshir something, not machshir something. Kashir is machshir in the sense of preparation. You machshir something. To be edible, okay? And in Hebrew, he points out, we have a more limited definition of bishul and a more expanded definition of bishul. A more limited or literal definition of bishul, taka means through the medium of water. We're cooking something up through water, okay? Put in a pot through water. Okay, but there's also a broader definition. And by the way, I think we have the same thing in English, okay? When we say the term cooking in English, strictly speaking, cooking means through water. But we know when we talk, we say, oh, you're cooking the meat. Now, we use the term cooking as a general verb, not necessarily with water. Okay, strictly speaking, cooking can mean, it can mean a generic term for preparing anything to make it edible, using heat, of course, or it can mean specifically with water. Okay, so the question is, what do we mean in the Torah? We say, midoraisa, the initial iser bishul basa b'chalav. Does it mean dafke with water, or does it mean cooking something in a more broad definition of cooking, even without water? Dafke mean will be, as we'll see in a moment, frying, roasting. Is that possible? Chalav d'oraisa. As we discussed in the past, it's a big difference to know, big nafke mean, whether it's possible chalav d'oraisa or not, because the question will affect the sohana. Okay, like the Ramo writes over here in the Simpei Zayin, kol blood, the first Ramo. Kol basa b'chol she'ein osim ha'torah mutter b'hanah. So that's a big difference. Can a Jew work in a kitchen, a non-kosher place, or work as a waiter, or perhaps, the bigger question, can you own shares or whatever? Can you be a part owner of a restaurant? These kinds of things. Those are hanah questions. If, and that may depend on what they serve. And it could be if they serve pasul challah, but if you have a broader definition of cooking, more limited definition of cooking, that's not how they prepare. Or you, the cook, will use a pot, you won't put bits of water, some warm water in or whatever, so that could be a big nafka mina. So that's really the question. Is bishul means just preparing something to eat, or is it mean specifically with water, or does not they have any source of fire? By the way, I'm not going to talk here about what the source of the fire is. That's a sif a little bit later. Some of you learned it already. There's a sif a little bit later. What if the source of fire is, Chamei Tveria? Chamei Tveria. We have hot water from an underground spring of some sort. We have cook in the sun. We have the Shabbos, right? Mevashel b'chama. Right? I mean, every year when it gets hot in the summer, they put the heat wave, they print the picture of some kid frying an egg on the sidewalk. Right? So you cook there, through the sun. Or a more recent question, what about electric cooking? What about a microwave? Right? So we'll get to that later. But that's the question of the source of the fire, the source of the heat. Now we'll say it's regular fire. Question is, do you need to have water or not? So we'll start with this. There is a pasuk in Chumash regarding Karban Pesach 5. Shmuel's Perkin based pasuk test parashas bo. I'll talk to him and he'll know. Not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach raw. No, here it's raw. Uvar shel mevushel mamayim. You can't eat it cooked with water. Kim tzliyesh. It has to be roasted over the open fire. No water. Roasted over the open fire. Roshal karba. Kimmel has to be positioned a certain way, not a ritual. So you see from that pasuk that the definition here of bishul is uvar shel mevushel mamayim. That's what Torah says. It has to be vashemushal mayim. Okay? And one could derive from here that that's defining bishul. The Torah's definition of bishul is what? Uvashemushal mayim. On the other hand, you could say no. Here, it's defined as mayim. That's because it mentions the word, but that doesn't necessarily prove anything. But bishul without mentioning the word water. Here, the Torah specifically used the word water. So if you cook the Karban Pesach meat, that'll be an issur. If you're not allowed to cook the meat from the Karban Pesach in a pot with water, yeah, you know, make a pot roast or something, with liquid, so that's not allowed. But that doesn't necessarily prove that that's what bishul always means, because here the Torah specifically uses the word mayim, although one could make the case. You look at the Mechilta, the Medrash Halacha, there in the Shmos, in Parshas Bo, it's a Parshas Bo, okay? Dimasu Vashel, Vashel, Ram, Ainli, Elamayim, Shar Kol Mashem, Minayim. It also discusses the book of stories with other liquids, not water. Okay, that's part of the discussion. But the Lamaisa, if you look at towards the end of the first paragraph, Ubashel ain or Bishel ain or Torah's word is Bashel. Ubashel ain Bashel el Tzli. Shenemar v'chalta v'chalta. Plus we'll see in a second. Quotes a couple of psukim. Okay, which is also brought in the Tzav Kabbalah there. The Chilta quotes a couple of psukim that seems to say that in general, bishul does include tzli. Here it doesn't because it mentions the word mayim. Okay, but in general, bishul does include tzli. Here it's saying don't cook; it's got to be tzli. It can't be bishul, but that's why it says boshal mushal mayim. That's not allowed. But the term bishul in general can include tzli. Okay, and he refers to a couple of psukim that seem to indicate that. For example, in source 7, the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Okay. Uvi, talking about the Karban Pesach, Perek Tazayin, Posek Zayin. Uvi shalto ve'achalto ba'mokam ha'shim ha'shim ha'kech ha'bo ufani sababok ha'lachto ha'lachto. That's the Pesach Parshas Re'eh. We're laying always the last day of Pesach. Posech Me'atzeres, that's the laying. The Shalosh Regala won't mention at the end of Parshas Re'eh. So there it says, regarding the Karban Pesach, what's the word, the magic word? Uvi shalto, it says there, it doesn't say Vitzaliso, whatever the verb for tzli would be, it says Uvi Shalto. Okay, and Rashi himself comments, Zed Tzli Eish, Afu, Korim Bishul. So bingo, Rashi says in Chumash, okay, and so I say, Rashi said in Chumash, that Bishul, the Torah's use of the word Bishul, can also mean Tzli Eish, right? Roasting on the open fire, roasting over fire. That's a push of Pshat, Rashi in Chumash. The pasuk back in Parshas Bo, no, there again, it says, Ubashel Mushal Mamayim. That's why the Torah is specifying. Over there, when it says Yisr, not to cook, not to eat it raw, not to eat it cooked, means cooked in water, but Bashel, the word Bishul by itself, can certainly mean Sli Aish, so says Rashi and Chumash. And then there's another pasuk, which again, that's a Mechilta quoted in the afraid I would not be familiar otherwise with the pasuk in Divrei Yamim Beis. Okay, but the pasuk in Divrei Yamim Beis, Parak Lamed Hey Pasuk Yud Gimel, talking about Karban Pesach. I don't know if people have this minute. I'll follow this minute of Erev Pesach in the middle, and to read the Haggadah's print in the beginning, to read the Karban Pesach, what the order of the Karban Pesach was, what they used to do. And so some people have admitted also, many of the Haggadahs collect all the places in Tanakh where Karban Pesach was discussed, the Torah, Nehem, and Ksuv. So these two can come up here. So anyway, so it says, Vayivashlu HaPesach Vo'eish Kamishpot. Okay, Vayivashlu HaPesach Vo'eish Kamishpot. They cook the Karban Pesach over the fire Kamishpot, in accordance with the proper laws. And Rakotchim, Bishop, Basim, whatever the other Kotchim, they cook and other things. But anyway, the Pasuk there in Divrei Hayomim says, that so you see over there, that Bishul includes Tli, okay, and Rashi there too. Rashi in Divrei Yom, also by Rashi, but Tli Eish. So therefore, we see that Bishul means can mean Tli as well. For our purposes, that would come to teach us. It would seem that when it says Lo Sevashan Gedi, by Bishul Basuchal, that includes Tli, Tli of Basuchal, roasting over a fire, like it's on a barbecue or something like that. Okay, classic example, cheeseburger. Okay, cheeseburger is not cooked in a pot, but it's cooked right over the fire. So, I guess, in general. So that would be, according to this, or so far, that would seem to be Sioraisa. Again, we're not noticing that these sources are talking directly about Bosa Chola, but in general. I did point out, for the sake of, 100% honesty, the Radak. The Radak says over there, in Divrei Hayomim Beis, by Vashra Sapesa, Lo matzanu b'makom acher loshem bishul tzli. He says we don't find elsewhere that bishul means tzli. I think that's what it means. Now that will throw a monkey wrench in what I just said, because what the Radak seems to be saying, that's an exception. It's an exception. In which case, our isser bas v'chol would not include tzli. Our isser also bas would not include. But you have that pasuk. Yeah, the Radak says it's an exception. Okay, in this particular place, for whatever the reason. In this particular place, it means tzli. Now the question is, so what about what? Pasuk A. So in the Mechilta, we have the commentary of the Nitzit. Nitzit was a prolific writer, in case anyone didn't know. Of course, we have the Amik Dover. Maybe someone here can think. I'm not familiar offhand. Anybody? Anyway. With somebody else since the days of the Ramban and the Rishonim, Tovah Nitziv, who wrote a pasuk by pasuk Perish on the Chumash, as well as Chidushim on the Gemara. There's a sefer called Rome Sode, that's the Nitziv's Chidushim on the Shas, as well as Shavuos Chuvus, as well as the commentary on the Medrash Halacha, the Chilta, and also in the Torah's Panim, which is less often quoted to shorter work, and the Sifrei. And he wrote on it in every genre, practically. Very, very fascinating. So, but anyway, so the Nitziv has a Mechilta, Sefer Shmos, what's called Birchas HaNitziv. It's available. You can have it at home. And unfortunately, they didn't put it on the computer. So they don't have it here. But he says, very similar to Ksav HaKabbal, in this piece, so take my word for it, you have time to look it up. It's in the basement, I'm sure, the Birchas HaNitziv. On the Mechilta there, the Masna Yibishu, the Masna Omer Vayvashu. The Nitziv writes that the definition of Bishul is making something suitable for eating, like fruit, similar to what it says in Ksav HaKabbalah. And then he says, he says, doesn't address this Radak, but he says, the reason we quote the pasuk from Divrei Hayomim, after all, why would the Mechilta, if you have a pasuk in Chumash, go back to the Mechilta, if you have it, you'll see the Mechilta quotes the pasuk quotes the pasuk in Re'eh, right? And also quotes a pasuk in the Divrei Hayomim. Offhand, it would strike you that if you have a pasuk in the Torah, you have to go any further. Right? But what do you have to do? Has to get a kedushin. You learn a kedushin this year? The guys aren't going to do it. And the kedushin, the Gemara has a Yehuda ba'od l'kro. You have a pasuk, and then it says, you have a pasuk to prove somewhere. Dafein, davom, kedushin. It says that you have a pasuk, and not that, but the minig in Eretz Yehuda. Who the Ba'od the Kri, you have to say, let's have a pasuk, you have to bring it right from somewhere else. You have a pasuk chumash. Anyway, the Tziv said no, because the truth is, there are some who learned that pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, when it says, Uvishalto v'achalto, was not talking about the Korban Pesach, but the Korban Chagiga that accompanied the Korban Pesach. It was on Erev Pesach. Like what we call Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, there were two karbanos brought in the afternoon. There was the Karban Pesach, and it was also called the Chagigas Yudal, Chagigas Arbosa. That's aside from the Chagiga for Pesach being one of the Shalosh Regalim. You had Karban Chagiga on your Pesach, like you had on Shulis and Sukkot too. But besides that, there was a, it's not explicit in the Chumash. But there you have the, what's called the Chagigas Yudal, Chagigas Arbosa. Some say that's what you have on the plate. On the Seder plate, you have the Zeroa and the Beitza, right? Two, that's Armenic as well, and Beitza. But in the Gemara, it says two, Shnei Tav, the Mishnah. It says Shnei Tav Shilin. Remember what I'm talking about? Right? In the Mishnah Psachim, it says you put on the Seder plate Shnei Tav Shilin. So one opinion is, one opinion, question what they correspond to. One opinion is, Echad Zech of the Pesach, Echad Zech of the Chagiga. Right? So the one, yeah. Right, so that's the thing. So the kasha is, it also followed the rules of Karban Pesach. But the evidence didn't have to say, work it out. But anyway, that's how the tzip says that the, maybe I was talking about the Karban Chagiga. Anyway, even though officially it's supposed to follow the rules, but okay, not as strict. Anyway, but the raya from Divrei Yom is better, okay, because it says, Vayivashla Pesach. You can't argue that one. You can't say, oh, it's talking about the Karban Chagiga. There's no, it doesn't say in Re'eh what to talk about it. All right, anyway, in Kozer, Lamaisa, so it's questionable whether you have a raya or not. So now the question, let's bring this over to the world of Bas V'Cholom. Okay, whatever Bishul means in the Torah, let's bring it now over to the world of Bas V'Cholom. So, the Shach, right here in Simon Pei Zayin, the very first Shach, okay, in the Ardea Simon Pei Zayin, Tzipot Nalev, on the words in the Chaber, Shein Lossin and Tel Derek, Bishul Klomar, Avalo Ayde Kovosh Umlicha, Sheino derech bishul. The Shach right away says that soaking or malicha, we salt it together, you know, things spread around because of the salt. You know, you put the salt, we salt together. That is not called derech bishul, and that will not be osam in the Torah. That's the first comment of the Shach. There are days in Pesach in Sukkot. Now, what's he talking about? What's he getting at? So he's telling us that bishul does not, bishul right away simply eliminates the chiyuv that has to be. The Isser is Lo Sivashel, eliminates Kavush, eliminates Malicha. So let's talk about those things for a little bit. Okay? The Gemara in Chulin, Sadi Zion on the base. Gemara in Chulin, Sadi Zion on the base, quotes from Shmuel. Find Gomar Shmuel. Okay, you salt something, things together, that's considered like it's hot. We'll say up here into the broader term hot, really hot. Okay, and kavush harehu kimavushu. Something is soaking, it's like even it's soaking in cold water. Sometimes they're like you pickle vegetables, right? You pickle cucumbers, put in the water, it's a pickle, right? Spices. That's like cooking, even though there's no heat whatsoever. There's no heat, it's sitting in liquid. Okay, so that's Shmuel's principle, just you see it inside. The Rambam, Perakes, Halacha, Hilkos Machasuos, Halacha Yudches. Rambam tells us, get our saying Perakes, Halacha Yudches, Maliach She'eno Necho Machos Malchareo Kirosea. Okay, if it's so salty, that's part of the pickling process, right now you can't eat it because it's so salty, that's Hareo Kirosea. Okay, but it's less salt than that fine. It's a matter of how much salt they put. But that's what the Rambam says based on this din of Shmuel. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya in Hilchos Tarovos. Read inside here some Kuf Hei Siv Bei Siv Tes. Some Kuf Hei Siv Tes. Says the Mechaber. This is a din. Maliach Shanech Machmacho Dina Kroseach. Okay, Umafu Lesser Kedek Klipa and so on. So again, it's treated like. Treated like Oseya. And finally, this material, the Rambam and Perak Tesvav, Halacha Lamed Dalet, then the Perak Tesvav, Machos Asuras, Halacha Lamed Dalet. Rambam says there as well, Sar Nevela Meliach, Nivela Sar Shkuta, Reis and Nesar, and Tamsin, and Nivlas, Beguf, Bas, and Shkuta, and Yev Shalama Khan, Lolotam, Lolotashir. It gets absorbed, okay, it's considered part of the same Misser, and indeed it's in Kuf Hei Sifala. Abba also writes, Isser Shanishrim had the Mesle, soap, even Sonen, Mikri Kabush, Arayak, and Hushal, Nesar Kulo, and so on. So basically, we have this, then we pass in Lahaloha. That Maliach is Kerosea and Kavush is Kimavushal. However, what the Shach is telling us here, in Achanami, but not Midoraisa. That's not called Bishul Doraisa. This principle of Maliach is like Kerosea, Kavush like Mavushal, the Rambam, the Rambam, and so on, Shmuel, all of this is on a Darbana level, okay? All is on a Darbana level. It's cold water, like the Shulchan Aruch says in the Alpha and Kufay. It's cold. That it's considered like Mavushal, it's and everything else, but it's not Mavushal Midoraisa. Okay, now, if we look at the Gemara Pesachim, we see this explicitly, we've had this from our report, Mem Dalet Beis, 19. Okay, Rabbanim is also all of you, the Chiddushu, my Chiddush, again, we just discussed earlier, but here the Gemara had it, that was in Rashi at different points, but here the Gemara says, my Chiddush, what's the Chiddush? Bas Mechalim, Elam, the Hailakud, the Hailakud, the Shari. Vadali Osir Kilai Nami, again, we've had this Hailakul Hailakul the Shar, Vadali Osir. What's the Chiddush? What's wrong? If you're telling it's Hetta Behetta, that's not true. Kilai is also Hetta Behetta. Ella, here it is. The Toru Le Kula Yom Bakal Bashari, Vashle the Shule Osir. This is presumably where the Shach gets it from. How does the Shach know that Kavush, which we say Kavush Kimabushal, I mean, the simple definition of the phrase, Kavush Kimabushal, would lead me to believe that what? That you violate Osevashel even by something. I mean, right? If you have a principle called Kavush Mavushel, and the Isser Doraisa, Lo Sevashel, so Kavush Mavushel, same thing. So where did the Shach get his idea that no, that's not considered the Doraisa? Presumably from this Gemara, because the Gemara says, the eat Toru le kuleyom o bechalva, if you will soak, Toru, Shriya, Shrosh, if you soak meat and milk all day, it's mutter. But Boshele, Yeshua Yasser. But if you cook it, it says, what do you see from this Gemara? The Gemara distinguishes. Yeah, Kavush Kimavushal in a general sense, but in specifically, there's a difference. That's what emerges. I think that's what the Shach's Mocha probably is. The Shach's Mocha is everybody said, it's halacha, but I'm saying the Mocha for this idea of the Shach is this Gemara, where the Gemara clearly distinguishes he's soaking something cold, okay, without any heat, okay, it's just a cold, Kavush is. There is blier, but it's blier from cold, okay, as opposed to, I'd say to the blier is also blier, okay, but it's cold, so you see that that's different than bishul, okay, that's what I want to point out over here. You just take a look, I printed all the Rashi, I don't see all the Rashi, but just look at the Rashi, the last Rashi from the next page, Torule. Shoreu b'cholav kolayom, again, it's Klach HaMem Da'al Reish, Shoreu b'cholav kolayom, Shari Klomar, Mutu l'shoros b'tochu ve'eino over avafil achilasa. The law of Torah there bishul. Afilu yoy b'tama. Yeah, but don't bother us. Fine, we don't rise. So pull it together. Shmuel says in the Gemara in Chul and Tzadi Zayin, we have this principle kavush kavushum b'lev karosea. One could argue it's the rise. I mean, you see from the other Gemara principle, we're talking it's not true. It's not the rise. Soaking is not Daraisa, and since Malik Rosea goes together with Kavush Mavushal, all those things only Darbonah, that's the Shach tells, okay? So one thing we've established now for sure is that Bishul Bas V'Cholov does not include things which Chazal say are similar, but it's not similar enough to make it Nisr Daraisa. Not similar enough to make it Nisr Daraisa. The Tzlach, is it Tzlach? Because it's slack, I'm going to correct that sheet. It's iron dollar. It's slack, I'm not on that dollar. I think that's a through them off. I probably couldn't find it. You're awesome. Slack, I'm sucking iron dollar. Actually, iron dollar, but all of them. You're awesome. I'm solar. Okay? He says, he's talking really about the Shabbos and so on. Okay? Vishal and Shabbos, but he says, Bosa B'cholov is not. Bosa B'cholov, Melicha. It's not Melicha. Would not be considered bishul because that, nobody cooks like that. Again, it's derech bishul that most people cook. All right. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Yoredeus, and Sari Aleph, Sif Hei. Sorry, Sif Ches. Zari Aleph Sivches. Ein bos b'chol nes ay de melicha ay de kavash el b'chila v'lo b'hano. So it kind of repeats it. The Shohar already alluded to it earlier, but here in Zari Aleph Sivches it says mefurish. Okay, mefurish. Ein bos b'chol nes ay de melicha ay de kavash el b'chila. It's only also b'chila v'lo b'hano. Meaning, because it's only also b'hano. Right? That comes straight out from that Shohar. In fact, the Vir Hagro back in Arsim. The first Bir Hagro here, okay, he refers to some of the sources that I mentioned. He says, there's a key word, so you see that Bir Hagro. If you have it underlined, it says, first Bir Hagro in Boston Hall, he says, V'chol sh'ayideha or, hu derech bishul. Okay, bishul is dafka ayidei or. Okay, it's got to be through flame, through fire. Okay, again, we'll see later different types of fire, but different types of heat source. It's got to be a heat source. Okay, good. All right, so that takes care of kavush and melicha. What about tigun? What about frying? That's heat. Okay, the water, that's heat. Again, before I gave the general overview, you know, from Bishul and Tanakh, but what about tigun? What about tigun? So, the Stama, somebody learned Sanhedrin last year. So remember the sugya, the beginning of Sanhedrin, dal of an aleph going over to dal of a beit. Okay, the Gemara talks there about the sugya. He printed the whole sugya, during the whole sugya here. The sugya of Yesh Eim LaMikra, Yesh Eim LaMasorot. I don't know what that means. Again, the question, you have words in the Torah. Of course, there are no vowels, no nekudas in the Torah, no vocalization in the Torah. And certain words can be read one way, read it and you know, a different way. So, do we go by the normal, simple way to read it, or do we go by the Chazal, you know, the tradition? Right? That's Yesh Eim LaMikra, Yesh Eim LaMasorot. It's all kinds of different. With vowels, without vowels, those who remember from Sanhedrin will remember that discussion. So, Gemara towards the bottom of Dal Amud Aleph. We'll start from the top. So Dal Amud Aleph. Maske floor of Acha. You printed the right part. Maske floor of Acha Miyakov. Mi ikad the lesle yesh aim on the grid. Is it possible for anybody to hold? Okay. Is it possible for anybody to hold and disregard what the mikra, the way it's actually read, the way it's pronounced? Vahatanya. Uva chalev imo. Okay, again, it's a little confusing because the Gemara has no dots either. Okay, so we'll try and punctuate or vocalize it. Okay, the Gemara says, Padraham Yaakov, okay. The Pasuk says, Lo Sivash Yogadi, Bachalev imo. Now, how do you know that chalev means milk? Milk of. It's what do you call it? That's a milk of, right? Chalev, milk of its mother. Chalav shel, chalev imo. Good. Maybe it's red, maybe it should be. Maybe it should be Lo Sivasha Gadi B'chelev Imo. Who says that it's a Bas B'chalev? Maybe this there is to cook the Gadi in the fat, the Chelev meat of its mother. You know, I don't know if a Balkari has ever made that mistake, but it's possible. Right? You can read it that way. That's the Gemara going on. Okay? And nobody, everyone knows, I mean, the Gemara assumes everybody knows this thing called Bas B'chalev. So, evidently, Yeshem LeMikra, right? Evidently, Yeshem LeMikra. That's the Gemara at the beginning of that sugya. It's a head of that Dal Alam, right? But everyone understands that there is a this or Bas B'chalev. Because we read it Chalev and not Chalev. Okay, let's look at Rashi. Again, it doesn't help unless you have vowels. But Chalev Imo, Yochol B'chalev Imo, right? You should vocalize it. Yod, 25, Rashi, Dal Alam, the Blue Master, Chalev Imo. Yochol B'chalev Imo. I might have thought that the Isser is Chalev. Aval b'chalev, I'm sorry, but b'chalev, b'cholov, milk, mutal basha. Then you don't have to read chalev, you're not possessive. So it's b'cholov, the first word is vocalized b'chalev, second one b'cholov. Right? Some of the Gemaras, the new Gemaras must put it in. Oh, the Gemaras put it in the. Okay, let's read all this. So the Gemaras happen. So that's what Rashi says, right? You can yochol b'chalev, aval b'cholov, b'chalev, yochol b'cholov, mutal basha. So evidently, yeah, Shayla Mikra, fine. Okay, that's the sugya of the beginning. Later on, go to the bottom, go over to the next moment. So the Gemara says, Ela Amar of Acha Bereda of Ika, somebody else, Ela Amar of Acha Bereda of Ika, Amar Karlo Savash of Vidar of Bisholos of Torah. Okay. So the Gemara continues. There's an important Rashi we'll see in a second. One second. Gemara says, no, there's no riot. There's no riot from the call of Chalim. No riot. Okay, maybe there's no riot. Just because, you know why we know that it's not Chalim? Not because Yesh Ein LaMikra, but for a different reason. That's not going to be called Derech Bishul. Cooking meat and fat, you know, the fat from the mother, that's not called Derech Bishul. Okay? Look at the Rashi Dabal Beis 26. The Rashi says, "Amrit Yesh Ein LaMikra V'Lekem Ad Kol." Do you plead the bus with Chalav Manal Oser? The answer is no, because Derech Bishul Oser Torah. What does Rashi say? Very important. Rashi 28. Rashi says, "Derech Bishul Chalav Solo Kamayim V'Ika Bishul Aval Chalav Ein Bishul Ela Tigul." When you cook something in fat, what happens to the fat when you apply fire? You know, it becomes like oil, right? It melts and becomes oil. Okay? But it's still thick. It still has a thicker consistency. So says Rashi, explaining the conclusion of the Gemara, you can't bring a raya regarding the machlokas Yesh Ein LaMikra Yesh Ein LaSara, because the reason we know that it's milk and not chalav is not because of the issue of Ein LaMikra Yesh Ein LaSara, but rather because milk is something clear or... Solo means, it's not as tall can be clear, but it means, it's thin liquid, it's plain liquid. So since Derech Bishul Oser Torah, and Bishul means what? Cooking in water. So then if you're trying to understand what this pasuk means, does it mean cooking the meat in milk? Or does it mean cooking it in fat, in chalev? The answer is it's got to mean cooking it in milk, because that's similar, that's Bishul. So says Rashi. Look at it. That's what Rashi said. Cooking it, in fact, would not be called bishul. It would be called tigun, frying. That's exactly fry. You fry in oil. You fry, again, we've all seen it. The oil is thicker, right? It's a thicker consistency than water or than milk. Okay, so that's not called bishul. That's called something else. So what do you see from this Rashi? The taka tigun, frying, is not in the category of bishul. That's the Rashi comes out. Ain't tigun recall bishul. Okay? The Meiri comments there, here at Chulin, not in the Sanhedrin, here at Chulin, they said, here at Meir Kufchas and Adot, 29. Atigun Bilfus Chachmai Tosu Bishu Nikor Bishu. So Balai Tosu say it's Bishu. Masha Om Perk Zesh and Yahalufus, we'll see later. Okay, so but he says, Rashi in Sanhedrin, Gdole Harabonin, the Meiris, we know his nicknames, everybody. So the Gdole Harabonin, Pirshu, Maseka Sanhedrin, Shederech Bishul Asher Torah, Velo Derech Tigun. Okay? V'af Achila Lo Nesem In HaTorah El Derech Bishul Al Adrochon Shubiyamah L'chach Hotzi V'lo Shem Bishul Lomar She'ein Lokin Al Achilos El Derech Bishul. Okay? It's only Asher Derech Bishul. So that's how the theory here in our Sugya in Sanhedrin Kufchaz quotes this Rashi in Sanhedrin. Tigun is not considered Bishul Doraisa. Frying oil or whatever it is frying is not Bishul. So emerges from Rashi. However, as the Miri alluded to, Tosus in Sanhedrin is not so sure. The next source, 30 Tosus in Sanhedrin, on that same Dab, Dabdal in Sanhedrin, Tosus says, Dibra Maskul Derech Bishul, so Derech Bishul Asur Torah. Okay, and first he says, Uvechelev, again, should be Chelev, Uvechelev ain't no Bishul, Elatigun, to the Pirishma countries. First, Tosfos smokes like Rashi. Cooking in chalav, in fact, is frying. That's called frying in oil. It's not bishul, as Rashi said. The high, then you have a side problem. The high, the carbon, sleep, hunger, bishul, okay? Well, pot roast. What about a pot roast? There's very little liquid there, right? Pot roast is, you put the meat, instead of putting it on fire, you put it in the pot, okay? And that's called bishul, and sucking, okay? And after meaning, by the way, we have many people at the minute on pace of night. A minute not to eat roasted meat, right? So how far do we go with roasted meat? Right, what is roasted meat? What about pot roast? I'm talking about pot roast. I don't have that minute, right? We don't eat roasted meat on Thursday. Not quite how far. What about roasted chicken? Or roasted turkey? Okay, so my wife grew up, some people only have like boiled chicken at the same. The truth is, by the time you get up to the meat, you're not that hungry anymore anyway. But Well, chicken is not exactly the most delicious dish. So my wife grew up, she always, my mother always made turkey. So she, that turkey cooks in it. And so I always make sure she did it anyway. She puts a ton of liquid. So if you cook, the question is, what's cooking? Is the fire cooking or the liquid cooking? You have a lot of liquid. She bastes it every, you know, this is supposed to do when you make a turkey so it doesn't dry out. So you baste it every X number of minutes. You make one of your spritzers with liquid. So it's a liquid, you know, and it's cooking in the liquid, a lot of liquid. Anyway, but be that as it may, so that's sleep cabbage, sleep in a pot, pockets, literally. Okay? So that's different. Shiny hot, we wash and we show me comb on them. The age marker, that's because of that part of fine. But the age, that would be included in this. The age from Parsha, which is what we're going to need for right now. There are Bishul Asra Torah, okay? The below Bishul Shari, by the day Bishul Asra, the Tosas have a different answer. What was Rashi's answer again? I'll get it within your name. Rashi says, that cooking, it's got it. The Gemara says you can't prove from Basa B'cholav that Yesh Eim L'mikra, Yesh Eim L'sarz, you can't prove anything regarding that. Machlokas, what do you mean? It can't be Chalev. Yeah, you know what? It can't be Chalev, not because of the way we read it, but because that's not called cooking. It needs low Sevasho. Sevasho is only in something like water, e.g. milk. Okay, milk is like water, fat is not like water. Tosin now gives a different tense. Maybe when it says there are Bishol Asur Torah, what Tosin says. There are Bishul Asur Torah, the below Bishul Shari, meaning that we're dealing with something where, again, going back to this theme, we've already had so many times, why I spent some time in production, where the Bishul creates the Isser. You know why it can't be Chalev? Not because that's not called cooking, but because cooking meat in Chalev doesn't create the Isser. Why? Chalev's already Isser. Chalev's also by itself. What does Derek Bishul Asra Torah mean according to this Yesh Mepharshim and Tosas? When the Bishul process is what created Isser, we said it right millions of times, bringing Basar Chalav together into one entity. That's what Derek Bishul Asra Torah means. Not because cooking Chalav wouldn't be called Bishul, yes it would. Tiglin is also. Not like Rashi said. Rashi made the whole comparison, it's got to be like water, so it's a thin liquid as opposed to what's the word, viscous or something? A technical word for liquid that has more gooky. I don't know. Let's discuss it. Right. So it's that Rashi said. But no one, that Tosa, you don't have to come on to that. I mean, this is Gesh Beforshim. The second day in Tosa says you don't have to come on to that. You know why it's got to be Cholav and not Chalav in the Pasuk? Not because Yeshayim and Gesh on the Sword, not because the Tigun wouldn't be included. Tigun would be included. But what you need is Derek Bishul, where the Bishul creates Nisr. In other words, there are Bishul Asur, the below Bishul Shari. If you wouldn't put these two items, they'd both be butter. We know, Basar Chalav independently of butter. Lahotzi Afuke Chalav, Chalav rather. Here I go. Afuke Chalav, Dilav Hachi Asur. Okay? Dilav Hachi Asur. There's a kasha on that from Yisr Chalitza, which we're not going to talk about now, but we haven't gotten to it yet. But anyway, you understand Tosis? According to that, there's no riot. So you can have a legitimate machlokas here, Rashi and the second day of Tosis. Would Tigun be Bichlal Bishul? Rashi says for sure, Tigun is not Bichlal Bishul because Bishul is only when it's cooked in something very similar to water, the Hainu milk, okay, as opposed to, it's cooked through fire like cooking in water, so that's Bishul. But if you're cooking in Chalav, which is frying, that would not be called Bishul. And Tosas conceivably would disagree. Okay, Tosas would disagree. L'halacha, perhaps not surprisingly, so you have this, L'halacha l'machlokes haposkim. Turns out to my focus on posting. Okay? Now again, I stress, everybody agrees it's also Darbonah. Let's not forget that. No question, it's also. Question on the Raisa level, not to be the Fahano, as we mentioned. Okay? By the way, I should mention, the Yesh Mepharshim, if you look on the page instead of having to be printed, if you look in 31, the Yesh Mepharshim may have been a Hanani. Okay? I'm not sure that's what I was referring to, because Moses usually quotes the Ben Hanano, by name. But if you take a look at the Ben Hanano there in Sanhedrin, on Dalek, Mishanin lo'om b'chulu pligi v'hachem b'shim b'tziv lo'os v'hachem b'chulu 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 v'hach Okay, so now if we look in our and again, my focus on posim, not a posim. So let's take a look quickly in the Piskei Tshuva here in our sinim. Again, the first Piskei Tshuva, not the first Piskei Tshuva, rather the third Piskei Tshuva, Sikot Gimel, Derek Bishul. Okay, I am Berhetiv, I am Prichodosh, the Gam Tigon Bechlal Bishul. Prichodosh, the Piskei Tshuva quotes the Prichodosh that yes, Tigon is Bechlal Bishul. And not like Rashi. However, Achaminchus Yaakov, the soul is Mincha, Wal Pehei, Umaram Shif, the Sofa Seif Al Kulin, Sidu Lo Hokel, the Tigun Loa, the Chal Bishol, Beino Osir, the Hano. Okay? So, in other words, the Pishkin Chuba said the Machok is a Poskin. The Kodesh holds Tigun is the Chal Bishol. Okay? And the Pishkin either holds like Tosis, right? We'll hold like that Tosis, I Rashi. The Pishkin will either hold like the Tosis in Sanhedrin, or, could say that no, you could argue that you know chelav, but you could argue that chelav is close enough to water also. It is liquid. I mean, it's thicker, but it is liquid. So you could argue from that perspective. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
Maybe
dying
from the shock that he also would say
to the individual because only dying. Okay, it's only the mayat kolbush, and then okay, I don't know. Not sure. Once in the shock, the moment mayat, but then we'll see later the other things. It's hard to say, but it could be. Okay, whatever, that's the Piskei Tshuva. And he quotes him, I quote him, Okay, the Prima Godin, even if it's so part Aleph, brings down the focus, and he's Mekel when there's a Hefsid Meruba. He said, if there's a Hefsid Meruba, Aser Hanoah, he says, we can rely on the post who say, that if this post of was created by a Tigun, by a Frying, okay, since there are some holding only us to a bottom, it's a Machlokas, and he says, in general, we'll try to map with the Prima Godin. Look it up in the Mishnah Tosaf, Sifat Aleph, you know, Masul, Hine, and Sli. Okay, he presents the Machokas, and he says, I don't have the page here, but he says that it's a Machok, Hefsid, Ruby, Mekel, and the Matur, and Anor. Chai Odom, I mentioned yesterday, Chokmas Odom, Chai Odom, Chokmas Odom, Chal Mem Sif Aleph, Chokmas Odom says, no, Tigan is Bechal Bishul, and it's also Minator. So again, the Machokas are posing. The Rosh Hashulchan, Kedarko, summarizes things pretty neatly. And Rav Shulchan is in Yerdes and Peis Lain Harsim Yud Yudalav. He says Tigun Basar Bechema Ala Machavas. This is you're cooking up meat in a pan, frying meat in a pan, and you put butter to grease the pan. And that's a perfect example of Tigun, right? Today you use margarine, right, or some spritz or oil spray, whatever. But today they didn't have margarine. By the way, we'll learn that Hashem will get to. Margarine wasn't so common, there might have been a Marasayan problem. Some of you, I'm sure, read the writer in the Sinai, sort of Marasayan, so we'll talk about that. But that's the example of Arbashon Kim, a good example. Tigun Bosa Bechem Alamakwa Zesh Machok has been a dog with the Isaac Ramon. And after him, he was a bishop, or an Olive Bishop. Koma, he was a Israel, a Tagin Bosa Bechem for a dog. Well, the Kabbalah Rebbe, we said, they paid for it. And he says, with Dover Zem Matsri Mo, at least in his days, Dovers and Motzibo Vachsanyos. This is very common in inns and so on. The Yashama have a Kibishul Sharafil, with Sli Aish Bobadi and Sli, we'll get back to Sli later. Quotes of Psukim. Even by Sli, you see, it's considered, Sli is, it's even less similar. In other words, it's roasted, Sli is even less similar to Bishul and water than frying. At least with frying, there's some liquid, you know, it could be oil, it could be butter, it could be thicker, so on and so forth. But Tzli, he says, even by Tzli, there's some who say that's called Bishul. So Kosher came Tigun. Abel, he said, that's Rashi Gatosis, the first day in Kosher. Rashi Gatosis, Tigun and Bishul, and so on and so forth. Okay? And it discusses how to read the Psukim and so on. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan has a very neat summary. So if you have the time, in terms of Hazor, just read the Aruch HaShulchan. He mentions also that it's Hefsim Ruba, Yesh Lismach HaZeh, and so on. And they ask, what about Nadara? Because some of the posts can point out that if you know they're in a bushel, it's a nice test case. What if I take a net and not eat in a bushel? Can I eat something which is Metugon? Right? So there it says you can't know that the bushel includes Tigun. But there are Hashulchan and other Achon point out you can't bring a rye from there because by Nadara, and we have a learned about Nadara, we always have a principle of Aloha, Haloshan, B'nei Adam. Remember? By Nadara, since it's what a person said, you go by colloquial use. Not necessarily halachic use. The guy says, Bishul, like I said before, even in English. I take another, not to anything cooked.
Oh, Rabbi, I only said cook. I didn't say fried. Well, cooked usually means, you know, all types of prepared, right? So by nedarim is halacha chalosh b'nei adam. By. So that's why the Aruch Hashem is no raya from, let's say, from, and it says in Sifir Aleph, this will finish, the kivan, the rash of the coast is only the tigan, ain't a b'chal bishu in the bus of chalom, v'adai kenu, okay? He wants to say, look, Rashi and Tosfos both, the first day of Tosfos, they said like that, and therefore he says, you know, you can certainly rely on that. Okay, so we'll stop over here. I just want to finish up. So I'll have to let you know, we've sent out an email, whatever. Tomorrow we'll learn, I'm excited, we'll do something in Parshat Kisavo, Bez Hashem, in the 101, okay, right at Thursday, I'm not here, I have those who are near yesterday. Thursday, Bez Hashem, I have a family simcha in Eretz Yisrael. So I'm leaving Eretz Yisrael Thursday for a couple of days. So we're going to give early shiur on Thursday, maybe right around 9:05 or so. I told you it can't be 101. I'm looking for a room. I'm looking at my Simon, you know the, what do you call it, the mus? Klein Hall, right, Klein Hall. That. So hopefully we'll find a room there. Me and abbreviated shiur, I'm very nervous. So, but we'll finish up. We talked about everything I want to talk about except for sleep. So basically we'll finish up with sleep. Okay? Have a wonderful day.
Laptop right now is locked. I can't turn off the recording. I'm going to just close the laptop. Send this.
Okay. You're manning this?
No, I was going to, but I think it was, but it's locked now, and I don't know his password, so I don't know what to do. Yeah, I'm just going to close it, I think.